The next hour of programming is called Oasis Forum, where we feature interviews with local and regional practitioners, artists, authors, visionaries, and activists. We'll be discussing news of the day, important books, developments in health and healing, and many other issues for creating a sustainable present and future. Musicians, poets, and other artists will be performing their inspirational works. Then, later this evening, from 8 to 9 p.m., tune in for Oasis Journeys, where we will offer an ever-changing menu of inspirational readings, meditations, inner journeys, and other mind-expanding excursions, accompanied by New Age and ambient music and nature soundscapes and textures. Oasis Journeys will help you relieve stress and anxiety, deepen self-awareness, and enhance your sense of well-being. Now, welcome to Oasis Forum, where we explore issues that can help us positively evolve our lives, our society, and our planet. Oasis Forum features authors, activists, artists, and healers working to increase our appreciation of the interconnectedness of life on Earth. Each week, we explore a new topic that impacts our health, our families, our communities, our work, and our environment. Our goal is not just to discuss present challenges, but to develop an awareness of root causes and, importantly, to explore potential solutions. At Oasis Forum, our aim is to inspire hope and share practical ideas for creating a world that works for all. And good evening. This is John Michael Dumay. Welcome to Oasis Forum. And we're very happy to have in our studio audience here today a chiropractor, network chiropractor from Keene, Dr. Rich Gorsuch. Rich, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, John Michael. It's great to be here.
And what's real fun is in the 10 minutes before I actually got in and sat down and started to talk on the microphone, Dr. Rich Gorsuch worked on me in the room next door, and I have to tell you, I'm feeling pretty good. Thank you very, very much.
You're very welcome.
Had a crick in my neck, and without a whole lot of force being applied, almost no force, kind of like touching me like a butterfly, things seem to shift, and I will definitely want to know more about how that works, and I'm sure our listening audience would love to know a little bit more about network chiropractic, so let's get ourselves ready to talk about it. So I guess the first thing I would like to ask you is just to share a little bit about yourself. I read on your bio that you've been in Alaska, and kind of like, how did you get to Keene? And how did you get into network chiropractic? So please, you know, give us a little bit of background on yourself.
Sure. Well, I actually grew up in Brattleboro, Vermont. And how I got to Alaska was I married a wonderful woman whose family was living there. And we went to visit this beautiful little town of Haines, Alaska, and fell in love with it. And when I got out of graduate school, we decided that that was where we were going to set up shop to start things off. Big influencing factor was my new son that we had. And so we're like, okay, do we go close to my family in Brattleboro, or do we go to Alaska? And her parents had no grandkids, and we were up for a new adventure. And we thought, hey, we'll go check it out there. And it was amazing. We lived there for 5.5 years. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen. It was a great experience being there. Mm-hmm. And I'm back because I want to be closer to my folks, mm-hmm. and spend a lot of time with my dad. And we're doing that. In fact, my dad comes over every Tuesday, mm-hmm. and gets his spine checked, and mm-hmm. we have lunch together.
That's a nice way for father and son to stay connected.
It's pretty cool.
Indeed,
yeah.
It is. So I remember watching Northern Exposure years ago. Is Alaska anything like that?
The town we lived in was very much like that, mm-hmm. yeah. We had one radio station. Mm-hmm. We had no movie theater. Yeah, it was pretty rural, about 2,500 year-round residents. Mm-hmm. And I had a network chiropractic office there. I set up. I had a gorgeous office. It was right on the beach. I could throw a rock into the ocean from my parking lot. Mm-hmm. And it was wonderful. And by the time I left there, I had a very large following of people there that were really enjoying this care. Mm-hmm. And I also, from there, it was just such a great experience because I was, it was like Northern Exposure. There was one little tiny medical clinic. Mm-hmm. There was me. There was an acupuncturist, and there were some incredible body workers there, some awesome cranial sacral therapists and massage therapists. So it was like, and you were there, you know, so we got to see a lot of things that you may not see in other places.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Northern Lights, did you see Northern Lights?
Oh, my God, it was just unbelievable, yeah.
Something I always look forward to seeing. Now, did you always plan to be a chiropractor or someone in this field, or did this come upon you in some other way? How did you get started with this?
Well, I really didn't know anything about chiropractic growing up. The only thing I knew about it was from my family, and they said, whatever you do, don't go to a chiropractor. You know, it's like, they probably mean well, but just stay clear of that. Mm-hmm. Stay with what we know works. Stay with medicine.
Well, for so many years, yeah, as chiropractic had a really bad rap. And, in fact, I was raised in Keene myself, and a man right on the corner of Forest Street where I was raised was a chiropractor throughout my entire childhood when it was, shall we say, less socially acceptable to be one.
It was certainly less medically acceptable. Mm-hmm. I mean, in fact, yeah, there was a lot of battles that went on there. Mm-hmm. A lot of pioneers in the profession kind of stuck it out. And, yeah, it's the number one alternative healthcare choice in the world right now, I think. And more and more acceptable, more as time goes on. Yeah.
So what brought you to it?
An accident. Mm-hmm. You know, I would say, you know, from the perspective I was at there, it was like totally, you know, a twist of fate. I was really kind of having a hard time. I was living out in Arizona. I had been going to flight school. I dropped out of flight school. I was in a band. My band broke up. A lot of crazy stuff was going on, and I was working as a mason. We were building stone walls, and we were building a wall for this guy, this guy named Al Reach. He had all these chiropractic clinics out west. And long story short, he said, why don't you go into one of my clinics one time? You know, just go on in there. I think you'd really like it. And I was like, yeah, right, sure, I'll do that. But I found myself riding my bicycle by one of his clinics one day, and I went in there. And it was amazing. I got my first chiropractic session. And the woman used one of those, it's called an activator, a little clicker thing. And she gave me this little clicker on my neck, and I didn't feel anything. And I heard my family's voice in my head. It's like, it's going to hurt you. And it didn't hurt, but it didn't do anything either, I felt. You know, I left there. But sometime later, like later that day, I was back in my house, my little apartment. I was like, something feels different here. This is amazing. And for me at that time, I was pretty numb. I was like, so I went back to her, and I said, Dr. Jan, I said, I don't know what you did, but thank you so much. It's something's different. I feel different. And she said, oh, yeah, you're probably retracing. You know, she gave me this pamphlet on retracing, and I didn't know what that was. And I read that, and I was like, oh, my God. And it was a very busy clinic, and I met all these people that were coming in there, and I was hearing all these stories about these people getting well with, like, real health concerns at this chiropractic office.
So let me just ask you, what's retracing for those who might not be familiar with the terminology?
Retracing is common. It's a phenomenon common to all healing arts that tap into you at any kind of depth. Mm-hmm. And it's basically at a certain point, it'll wake up some part of you that's been sleeping. Mm-hmm. Let's just put it that way. Some of the experience of retracing can be euphoric and blissful. Some of them can be not so comfortable. But in the amount of time that we have to talk about it right now, mm-hmm. it's an awakening of some part of you that was sleeping before.
Mm-hmm.
For me, my experience of it at that time was it kind of turned off some noise that was in my head that I didn't know was on and created some peace, which was very welcome at that time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I got really into it. She would have these classes, these talks that she would give after her office hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to every one of them. She's like, I can't believe you're here again? What is this? And I was just fascinated by it. So she invited me to come follow her one day at the office. And I watched all these things. And it felt like it was a setup. I mean, it was like one thing after the other. There was like this family was this retarded boy. And they said that he caught up to his grade level. And another person was blind, I was seeing. You know, it was like all these miraculous cases, one after another this day. And I was like, I can't believe this. This is amazing. You were the most blessed person in the whole world. Nobody knows what this is, and you're helping all these people. And she's like, she said the thing to me that changed my life. She says, you know what, you'd probably be a good chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I can't do this. No way. And she said, I'll do anything, you know, that I can to help you. And I know you can do it. And that put me on my, started me on my path.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. And so for those of you, those of our listeners who may not be familiar with network chiropractic, because it is somewhat new, and you were telling me earlier, even in the last number of years, it's changed. Can you give us a little bit of a background of network chiropractic, how it's different from traditional chiropractic, and how it's changed in the recent years?
Well, I'll tell you this. I mean, I was in graduate school. I had committed my everything to becoming a chiropractor, and my first quarter in graduate school, in chiropractic school, I found out about this network, and what I heard was, there's this voodoo stuff going on. You know, this doctor's doing this voodoo stuff. And so my wife at the time and I, we said, hey, cool, let's go check it out. So we went and checked it out, and it was in this office, and there were several tables, several people being worked on at the same time, and we laid down on these tables, and I remember it like it was yesterday. I was totally stressed out. It was like midterm exams. Mm. And I'd never had that kind of study load before, and I was just like, what? So I lay on the table, and this guy came over, and he just made a gentle touch on my sacrum, which is just the low part of my back, kind of by my tailbone.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I took the first breath in my life. I just, like, took this big breath. I kept breathing and breathing and breathing. I'm, like, noticing myself breathing. I'm going, what the heck's going on? I'm just minding my own business, laying here. He just touched this one place. This big breath. I let the breath out. I felt all this tension go away. I felt my neck kind of moving around. I felt some things clunk.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, my God, what in the world is this? And I had been doing all kind of different body work up until that point, and I never experienced anything like that. And that was, for me, I knew it was something very different, and I had to find out what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I was blessed because at the time my wife was a flight attendant for Delta, so I could fly anywhere in the world for $15. So I went to so that weekend I jumped on a plane and I flew to Boston, and I met my teacher, Donald Epstein, the man that is still the main teacher for the work.
Mm.
And everything that was coming out of his mouth hit me right in the heart, and it lit me up, and my hair stood up. It was like one of those things, like, it was like a spotlight on me. It was like, woohoo! I knew. I'm like, oh, my God, this is what I'm supposed to do with my life. And it's so very different. Really, the only similarity that it has really with traditional chiropractic is it works with the spine.
Mm-hmm.
That's about the only similarity.
Mm-hmm.
It's different in that instead of using more manual joint mobilization techniques,
mm-hmm.
whether they be gentle or more forceful,
mm-hmm.
What we do is we go to these places, like I did with you just a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
We find the area. We work with the central column of the body.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that seems to be our sense of self. It's like how we take in all of our information through our brain. You know, it's like everything we see and smell and taste and hear and feel
mm-hmm.
in any way is coming in through our senses, through nerves
mm-hmm.
in our body that go up to our awareness centers in our brain. Okay? And the central column of the body, we'll get into this a little bit more, but there are certain places that we can access that we don't have to force in any way. In fact, we create safety by we'll talk about this more. This sounds needs a little bit of preface to this, but
mm-hmm.
we can just make a gentle touch in a place that is very safe and that is open and accessible.
Mm-hmm.
Which allows us to connect in with ourselves at a little bit deeper level, even just for a moment.
Mm.
And it can allow for some really nice change to happen in the body.
Mm. Well, I can say when you were just working on me a few minutes ago, you know, when I got back up after you did, you know, this very light touch that you're talking about, I just felt really peaceful and just very open and kind of like, you know, kind of like, you know, you go out on a summer day and you breathe in the air and you feel good. It's like this kind of, that kind of feeling of well-being without really much attached to it. And I'm wondering, I sort of understand and kind of comfortable with that kind of level of description, and I'm wondering if it wouldn't take too much time to sort of go a little bit into maybe the energetics or sort of the, you know, what is the underlying, you know, nerve relationships, you know, that you can talk about that might bring a little more hard science, shall we say, into the conversation.
Sure, we like the hard science, don't we?
Yeah, well, you know, it has its place, you know.
Hey, let me just say this: it's the more we learn through hard science about the spine, about the nervous system, about the brain and the brain cord, central nervous system and the whole and the human being as a whole. The more we learn about that, really,
mm-hmm.
think, I mean, science, we learn so much, you know. The more we learn about the being, the more we learn you don't have to beat the heck out of it to create amazing change. In fact, if we want real change, the body needs to feel safe for that to happen, if we're going to create it on our own,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can. You know, there's a lot of ways to be manipulated to create some temporary change.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about if you want the body to really make a change, especially make a lasting change, it's got to feel safe enough to do that. So that's why we've found that the gentle touch is very, very effective.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know it's not too technical, but I think that...
I'm still wanting a little bit more, Dr. Rich, if you could give me a little bit more on how it is that you're touching, you know, a point near my sacrum can actually have an effect on my neck, because as I was complaining to you, I couldn't really turn my neck all the way to the right, and that just, and, you know, without some pain.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, it was much easier to do so, and it's just not hurting. And so what is the connection? Because you didn't really touch that part of me, at least not the second time you did. Touch it a little bit for about a second, and then you were doing other things. So you're working on some other things. So is there some kind of energy pathway? We're talking about something like the acupuncture meridians or some other kind of energy pathway that connects these different things such that I could have that kind of relief in just a short time.
That's a great question. It's a great question. It's very different. This is not meant, it's not a therapy or a treatment for anything, and it's not meant to take the place of anything else. I just want to say that first, okay? And it does not follow the acupuncture meridians. Acupuncture meridians are, they're awesome, you know, and we know that works. It's like, it's one of the most, the best method, best researched kind of alternative methods as far as the efficacy of that, and it's been around for thousands of years. It doesn't use any energy pathways, so to speak, you know, ones you can see, ones you can't see. It doesn't, we're working with the spine,
mm-hmm.
and the places that we're touching are these places we call spinal gateways,
mm-hmm.
okay? A spinal gateway is an area of the central column of the body that is not in any kind of defense. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we find that, that's part of the artistry of the technique. We could talk, you know, for a week about how we find those places. It's very, very easy for me to find where they are in you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those kind of places that's invisible to us at first on ourself.
Mm-hmm.
And by going to those places, and okay, so a little bit of neurology there.
Mm-hmm.
How do I want to go about this? The spine itself has, it's very, very, the body itself is very, very smart. Okay, that's what all healthcare is based on. I mean, whether you're going to, you know, have an operation, or whether you're going to have somebody do some kind of physical therapy with you, or whatever you're going to do, the bet is that we're going to do something, and your body's going to take that and reorganize it in a really special way,
mm-hmm.
because it's really, really wise. Okay? I see you nodding your head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. We all kind of get that. What these places are on the body is it's a way to allow the body to feel safe enough that it doesn't have to go into further defense. Like you mentioned, I didn't go to that directly to the place that hurt on your neck.
Mm-hmm.
Very seldom will we go anywhere near a place that's hurting or a place that's locked in the body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because it's hurting and it's locked. And we don't want to go and... we don't want to talk there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That area is already kind of hot.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to where it works.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The spinal gateways are... what we're doing, the light touch, is just moving the connective tissue. Like if you hold your hand out, and those of you listening, if you just hold your hand out, and with one of your fingers, just touch the skin on the back of your hand and just move it a little bit. Just like actually touch it and leave your finger there for a second, just the weight of your finger, and kind of move it back and forth.
Mm.
You see how you can move that connective tissue?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are you familiar with this guy named Buckminster Fuller.
Oh, yeah.
Bucky Fuller.
Oh, yeah.
He came up with this really cool concept of tensegrity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And basically he mapped in the body, too, and they said, like, if you take, like, just pinch the skin on the back of your hand,
mm-hmm.
every cell in your body has to accommodate for that. Mm-hmm. Every cell, we're like this amazing marionette puppet, you know, mm-hmm. everything's connected. So literally anywhere you touch in the body is going to have a global effect.
Mm.
But if you go to the right place, mm-hmm. the right time with the right amount of force, mm-hmm. you can have a much different outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And the places where we're touching, this is answering your neurology question,
mm-hmm. yep.
are an area that is located, it's the connective tissue located on the spine directly over an area where either the brain or the brain cord is attached to the vertebra.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only in certain places. It's certainly inside the skull, you know, where our brain is attached inside of our skull.
Mm-hmm.
And in the bones of the neck, through little attachments in the side, inside of the spinal canal, it's attached to the vertebra there. And it's attached down in the sacrum very strongly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Call those vertebral dural attachments because that's what's attaching it there.
Mm-hmm.
This is way more technical than we need to get, but
that's good.
That's good. And so when we can change the tissue tension there, there's much more likelihood of affecting the body.
Mm-hmm.
These spinal gateways are places that are not in defense in those areas. So when we touch those, it wakes up that part of our awareness that can do something
mm-hmm.
about some things that may be asleep in our body or maybe unhappy
mm-hmm.
and bring some awareness there
mm-hmm.
in a safe way to say, hey, does mm-hmm. it still need to be like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to take a little break and get right back with the conversation with Dr. Gorsuch, Network Chiropractor in Keene, and perhaps we'll go a little bit into the somato-emotional type release work that you do as well. I'd like to hear a little bit about that. So we'll be right back with you.
Monday night from 11 until 2. Listen to Global Domination on WKNH. Nothing but the best in metal.
And then on the other side.
Relax. One of the best investments you can make in yourself and one of the most effective ways to improve your efficiency at work may be to relax on a regular basis. Leisure time pursuits should be considered a necessity, not a luxury. Planning a business trip? Add on some free time and bring along the family, say experts at the Hilton Family of Hotels Leisure Time Advocacy Board. For help planning any type of trip, visit www.myleisuretrip.com.
All right, and I meant to play a PSA on wellness, but I rung in the wrong number. So we have metal, get yourself really tense, and then relax. What is the? Let's just groove on that for a moment, since that's what happened. What is the relationship between tension and relaxation, and why are we so tense in our culture?
Finish your question. I'm sorry.
What is the relationship between tension and relaxation, and why are we so tense in our culture?
The difference between tension and relaxation?
The relationship. Because I know, for example, one of the things I'll be doing later on the next hour of the show is doing what's called progressive relaxation,
uh-huh.
which, as you probably know, is, you know, you tense muscles, then you relax them, and it creates a different kind of response in your body that allows, you know, those pleasure chemicals, those relaxation chemicals to happen. But I'm sure you see it all the time, and you were just talking about how tense you were when you first got into this. Why are we such a culture of tension? Why are we carrying so much tension? Would you say?
Well, let me ask you, why do you think we're carrying so much tension in this culture?
Well, I would say that a lot of it has to do with the expectations that we have about ourselves and each other, and certainly it's something you could point to the very fast pace of culture of life that we're leading in this culture. I think also the fact that it's not as connected as it once was. We tend to run on bells and schedules and not necessarily on organic time. So I don't get to sleep as long as I need to. I get to sleep as long as I have to in order to get up and do other things. We've somehow, you know, I would say lost a connection to our native pulse, with our native pulse of being. And I know, in fact, that Network Chiropractic works with certain pulses in the body, certain kinds of waves. I don't know if you want to use that as a segue to talk about that or not.
Well, it's just another thing. It's what you mentioned, all those things you mentioned, you know, when I bounced that question back to you,
mm-hmm.
were certain things probably classified as stress. You know, there's different stressors. I don't know anybody can go through a day without encountering some kind of stress in their life. That's not going to change. Agreed?
Agreed,
it's
yes.
Not. I mean, the stress is there. I mean, if you don't have enough stress in your life, just kind of turn on the radio or turn on, watch the news or pick up a newspaper. There's plenty of stress,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to change. What can change is how our bodies interpret that stress. So let's go to another place. It's like, what is pain? Like, pain is very prevalent. Everybody experiences it, and there's a lot of different ways of looking at why we have it. So just real quickly, let me ask you, mm-hmm. what is pain to you? What does pain mean? What's the purpose of it? We have it, right? Mm-hmm. So why do we have it?
Well, in the way I've thought about it over the years as I've, dealt with my own pain, wherever it tends to come from, it's a messenger saying something needs attention. That's the way I look at it.
Very well said. Yeah, it is. I agree. It's a messenger. I think of it as a big billboard mm-hmm. in the body. Mm-hmm. I mean, first of all, the understanding we have of pain is very clear now. It's the very last thing to show up in a long line of more subtle body cues
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that say, hey, wake up mm-hmm. to what's going on in your life, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Something's got to change here.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, really, it's the last thing to show up, and it's the very first thing to go away. It's not even a halfway decent gauge,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Of our health in general.
So,
but go ahead.
Well, so on that note, just taking a slight aside in terms of in the way people generally tend to deal with pain is kill the messenger.
Well, that's what we're taught. Our culture teaches that from very young. Pain's wrong, and it should just go away. It has no purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It has no purpose.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
We treat our bodies that way. Yet, if we have a car, and we're driving along in our car, and the oil light comes on, it's like we know, oh my God, we got to do something, and we will. We're not like we would never take a piece of electrical tape and put it over our over the oil light in the car, or just spray spray paint over that so we don't have to see it.
Mm-hmm.
So that annoying noise.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all kinds of examples, like alarm. If a smoke alarm goes off in the middle of the night,
mm-hmm.
What do? You take the battery out so you don't have to hear it, or you go find out where the fire.
Mm-hmm.
We would never do that stuff, to our mechanical things or to in different ways. We do it in our bodies all the time.
Indeed.
Yeah, we do it in our bodies all the time. So, and then the next question is, it's like, okay, so we have this pain, and if we just treat the pain as we're talking about, we end up with more of, we might kind of sidestep it a little bit, but it really doesn't address the message of it, which is saying, hey, something's got to change. And the opportunity there is to find comfort and find real quick relief, find an altered state of consciousness, find a way to shift
mm-hmm.
that perspective
mm-hmm.
while taking responsibility for it. In other words, not putting ourselves to sleep further,
mm-hmm.
but find a way to address it in a way that's easy.
Mm-hmm.
What most people love about coming to my office is you lay on the table. You don't have to talk about, the terrible things that are going on in your life or the crazy stuff that happened to you in early childhood or whatever. Just lay on the table. We touch a place. We let that part of your body's wisdom connect in there and go, hey,
mm-hmm.
whoa, does it still need to be that way? Oh, you're paying attention. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to scream so loud.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a good in,
mm-hmm.
a good way to begin to pay attention,
mm-hmm.
which is very different from avoiding it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's different from avoiding it. It's also different from trying to manipulate it. Those
very true.
Well, I think of the fight or flight response. We're trying to, we struggle with it or we try to, numb ourselves out from it. But what you're saying is something different than those two.
What I'm saying is what everyone's body wants to do all the time, what yours and mine and what all of you listening, what all of our bodies want all the time is to be able to truly be able to, and we don't know this inherently, but what we all want to do is we want to just be able to release that
mm-hmm.
which is holding us back
mm-hmm.
so that we can be more of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Pain shows up for a lot of different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
It shows up for, obviously there's certain things like car accidents, it's like you're going to be pain after that. And you stay out drinking all night, you might have a little pain in the morning. Or if you're in the wrong relationship, or studying something that just is not the right thing, doesn't light you up completely. Or
mm-hmm.
basically trying to be someone we're not. Pain is just there to say, okay, you're ripping yourself off here. Something's got to shift.
Mm-hmm.
And when we can just connect in a little bit, create some safety. Safety is the key. Without safety, forget about it. But if you have enough safety to connect in with ourselves, mm-hmm. some nice transformation can begin to happen.
So if a person were listening at home, say, and they weren't able to get into your office right away, or they just want to try something at home, what might they do to not numb out and to not struggle with what's going on, but to actually begin to access that place of safety that you're talking about? What might a person do just right now?
It's the simple things that make the big differences.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Find a way to nurture yourself.
Mm-hmm.
For some people, they may be able to just stop for a moment, put your feet flat on the floor, put your hands, palms up on your legs, sit up,
mm-hmm.
close your eyes, take a big breath in your nose and out your mouth. And just while you're doing that, just kind of feel what it feels like in your body. Just check in. Your body loves when you do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's something, you know, that's simple and that's accessible anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Other simple things to do. People ask me this question all the time. It's like, what can I do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's wonderful, I mean, take a hot bath, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just kick back in there. If you're not under, like, a tremendous, like, acute crisis,
mm-hmm.
and you employ some kind of regular practice to really check in with yourself,
mm-hmm.
like meditation, or, and there's free, you know, go to the library, there's like tapes on yoga, all these types of things.
Mm-hmm.
Being mindful of what we eat, eating more simply. I mean, these are things that you have to do. You expect to be vitally healthy, you expect to be vibrantly healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take responsibility for the things you do have control over.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So before the break, I'd mentioned a little bit about the somato-emotional type release work that you do. And before I ask you that, or ask you to go ahead and comment on that, I do want to remind listeners that you can call in. You can ask Dr. Rich Gorsuch a question, and he'd be happy to answer.
Yeah.
To the limit of his ability from a distance to relate to what's going on for you. 358-8863 is the number.
Cool.
And go ahead and comment on that.
Okay, you said somato-emotional. It's what is called a somato, mm-hmm. which is body,
mm-hmm.
respiratory, which is breath,
mm-hmm.
integration,
okay, cool.
or SRI for short.
Okay.
I just came from a class about an hour ago that I led at my office with my SRI facilitator that works in my office with me.
Mm-hmm.
The model that I work under is called WISE. WISE stands for Wellness, Integration, and Strategies for Evolution.
Mm-hmm.
Big fancy word. There's two things that go in the WISE model. One of them is network spinal analysis, or NSA, which is the work that I did with you a little bit. It's what I do. It's my specialty.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is the SRI, or somatorespiratory integration. And there are two ways of allowing us to connect with ourselves at a deeper level so that we can change our state,
mm-hmm.
anytime we want,
mm-hmm.
okay,
mm-hmm.
and create transformation in our life, create new possibilities. You don't like the reality you got right now?
Mm-hmm.
You can change your state in an instant, mm-hmm. and have a different set of possibilities.
So what is SRI like?
SRI is very cool. Basically, you use your own hands placed on your own body, and you bring a little bit of movement there, specific movement. SRI is about isolating a certain area and moving it with your shoulders and elbows relaxed. It's all about being relaxed and connecting in. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And incorporating a little bit of breath. It's not breath work, but the breath just kind of follows the movement.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a way to change have an altered state of consciousness, mm-hmm. in an instant, mm-hmm. to change your state.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And when we change, we love changing. I love changing my state, you know, if it's productive and it's safe and it feels good. And to do that anytime you want, that's basically what SRI is. It's a way to change your state, to change your reality, create new possibilities for your second,
mm-hmm.
in just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So just breathing and touching yourself like that, and what is it?
Breathing and touching yourself like that?
Wait,
yeah, yeah. Using your own hands and movement, yep. and breath. There's some very specific exercises that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And we lead classes at my office on those, mm-hmm. On a regular basis. And you can check those out, mm-hmm. on my website.
Mm-hmm. And so the facilitator leads those classes. Is that pretty much it?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So you mentioned here on some of the material from your that we talked about and some stuff from your website that you like to talk about things like bliss, how people can experience more bliss, and the two keys to have faster growth and more bliss in our lives. What would you say about having more bliss? And what is bliss, after all?
Anybody not want to have more bliss in their life?
No, we want to be...
What is bliss? That's a great question.
We want to be ornery.
Bliss is that state, to me, where you feel relatively invincible. When you're feeling really good, you're feeling very grateful.
Mm-hmm.
you're feeling grateful, and you want to serve. And to me, that's pretty high, high values. And that's what I associate bliss with. And when we connect with ourselves at a deeper level, mm-hmm. that's the state that's elicited. And
so it's not a pill. You don't sell the bliss pill. Is that what you're telling me?
I look for those for a long time. Yeah.
Bummer.
Yeah, yeah. And the two keys to faster growth and more bliss, the two keys to any growth, I think, is the first one, and you probably won't hear this way from anybody else, but the two keys is real simple. First of all, you got to feel safe. Mm-hmm. And safety is the key. If we don't feel safe around, you know, doing some inner work or doing anything in our life, we're not going to do it as well as we could. Mm-hmm. So to have transformation, let's say, you need to feel safe. And the second piece you need is you need energy. You need energy. And the body, we're walking around with that all the time. Mm-hmm. You can tap into your peace anytime you want. Mm-hmm. And the SRI exercises are a great way to learn how to do that. Mm-hmm. And the energy is what you connect into. Mm-hmm. Like the stressful things we talked about in life, you know, most of the big ones that happen to us, like early childhood or our birth process or whatever. And when it's too overwhelming for us, our body kind of walls it off or anesthetizes ourselves to those things. We rewire ourselves because that's the best thing we knew how to do at the time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that can get stored in the body. You know, it's called a lot of different things and a lot of different kind of work. I call it an imprint of tension or a somatic anchor, body anchor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And as we know, you know, life wants to move, you know. Things want it. Life is a moving kind of thing. And the only problem is when we try to keep it stationary, mm-hmm. you know. And we, oh, God, do we ever try to keep it stationary? And in the body, if there's a somatic anchor that's staying locked up,
mm-hmm.
It's trouble. I mean, there's a theory that says all pain is just an inability of the body to dissipate its tension from a certain area.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, God, and you can spend all the money and time you want trying to break that down and whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When one of the things it's looking for is just safety, mm-hmm. to just kind of observe it in safety.
Mm-hmm.
And then the wisdom of your body, if it's safe enough, can go in and go, hey, does that still need to be there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, that's killing us. Mm-hmm. Let's open this up.
Mm-hmm.
And it can do it in a moment. And think about it. I mean, that's basically what happened in your body today. It's like it tapped into that and was able to observe it at a deeper level.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about, you know, things lasting or holding or whatever, if you have a change. I mean, if your body does it, it's on its own. With like a gentle touch to help it do that, or a touch, or some movement and some breath of your own.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, which is more likely to stay longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you tend to internalize the idea that you can do it.
If I have one message for tonight, it's that you can do it. Anybody can do it.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take another quick break. And again, if you want to give us a call and talk to Dr. Rich Gorsuch, Network Chiropractor here in Keene, you can give us a call at 358-8863, and we'll return just in.
The Wellness Support Group meets every second Wednesday of each month at Life Arts in Keene from 7 to 8:30 p.m. You can reach Carol Gardner at 357-4699 for more information and details, or walk right in and join the group. That's the Wellness Support Group. It meets every second Wednesday of the month from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Call Carol Gardner at 357-4699 for any more details.
Elderly Americans are seeing their way clear to a free eye exam that may save their sight. Eye Care America's Seniors Eye Care Program offers eye exams and up to 1 year of treatment at no cost. The program is for U.S. citizens or legal residents who are 65 years of age or older and have not seen an ophthalmologist in 3 years. To learn more, call 1-800-222-EYES or visit www.eyecareamerica.org.
All right, we're back here in the studio with Dr. Rich Gorsuch, a network chiropractor here in Keene, and he gave me a little adjustment, I guess you would call some kind of very light touch work for a few minutes. So I was lying on the floor in the next room and had a crick in my neck that had been there for about 3 or 4 weeks or maybe longer, and it's feeling a lot better. Felt a lot of energy. I was actually, during the last half hour, been feeling a lot of heat going up through that part of my neck, but it's certainly not uncomfortable. It feels fine.
Cool.
So thank you.
You're very welcome.
There are some benefits to doing this radio show. Now, going into looking at kind of what the collective health is right now in the country, and I'm sure you know some of the statistics, and every time I bring these up, it kind of boggles the mind what's going on in our health picture, and I kind of wonder why people aren't running around going epidemic, when, let me just read a couple of statistics here, if I may, from a 2002 Centers of Disease Control / National Institutes of Health study of the health of American adults. 23,786,000, or about nearly 12%, have some kind of heart disease. Get this number, nearly 80 million, more than 2 in 5, have some form of respiratory disease. Over 12 million have some form of cancer. Over 10 million, this is just adults now, have some form of diabetes. Over 39 million have arthritic symptoms. More than 31 million have migraines or severe headaches. Nearly 55 million experience lower back pain, and I could go on and on, and you know, any one of the, I mean, you know, the 80 million one there with respiratory disease, I mean, that's enough to just, you know, why aren't we as a culture gathering together and putting the best minds on this and talking about it every week? You know, people are dying every single day because of this. What's going on in our culture that we're putting up with this kind of disease profile?
Well, that was 2002. That was a rough year.
Okay. Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't think it's getting better, actually.
I don't believe that there's one single cause. If I had to peg one thing, it's just that there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of fear portrayed through our culture. We have a cultural hallucination that's very powerful that is kind of based on fear. Fear, it's like, you know, especially fear around that we can do anything on our own. Like, who am I? I'm just this little guy. It's like, how can I make a difference?
Right.
And I kind of go in little chunks of like what I want to accomplish in my lifetime. And right now my piece is in my lifetime, I would love to see a global shift in having just an ordinary everyday Joe and Jane feeling safer and feeling more empowered and knowing that they can make, when it comes to our personal health,
mm-hmm.
that we are truly the ones that are responsible, mm-hmm. and that is a gift, not a burden.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we're walking around in our bodies all the time, and our bodies have every bit of wisdom that we're searching everywhere else for.
Mm-hmm.
And if we take the time to connect in with ourselves, mm-hmm. everything we need is right there. You know, and there are a lot of great resources, you know, and there's a lot of help. It doesn't have to cost a lot of money or take a lot of time, which is what we think. We think that, you know, oh, God, you know, you don't know. I have fibromyalgia. I have cancer. It's like, yeah, I have to, you know, it's going to have to be dangerous. It's going to have to be expensive, and it's going to have to, you know, take a long time. It's probably going to, you know, ruin the quality of my life for the rest of my life to treat this thing, but at least I'll live.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that's a story, okay? And there's many different stories that we can have. And my teacher taught me something that's very cool, and I subscribe to this, and a lot of people think I'm nuts anyway, but he said that no story is true. There's no story that's true.
Mm-hmm.
However, if we believe that story, it will have a tendency to play out for us,
mm-hmm.
in a strong way.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had a message I'd love to get across to people tonight, is that you feel free to change your story anytime you want about what's possible for you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In fact, you ask anybody that's accomplished amazing things, and they'll tell you that's exactly what they did.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that story sucked. I threw that one out, and I made up a new one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, how can I do that?
Mm-hmm,
it's like,
mm-hmm.
Well, first step, throw out the old story. Second step, write a new story.
Mm-hmm.
And if the question is like, how do I do that? How can I do that? Make it up.
Mm-hmm.
Start with something. I mean, if you're going to suffer with a story, at least have it be one that you made up yourself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I like to tell people to find something that they can really believe in, something that's maybe a stretch for them that they can really dream about, you know, something that's big that's going to make them grow out of their old story and make them have to create a new story, something that's compelling, that's really magnetizing them on to something new.
Find something that lights you up and move towards that.
Indeed.
And you'd be surprised the resources that show up to help support you in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you were talking about some severe things that people may be experiencing, fibromyalgia, which seems to be happening more and more to people.
I did not mean to come across as uncompassionate to those conditions and situations. And I work with a lot of people in those. And it's a real experience that we have, and it's no fun. I don't mean to belittle that in any way.
No, well, you said it before. We're all using these things as an opportunity to wake up. They're there to tell us something. So I was going to ask you, in terms of dealing with some of these more severe types of things like cancer, mm-hmm. like fibromyalgia or some other thing that seems to be clearly physically in the body somehow. How has network chiropractic been applied with that?
Well, first of all, let me say that I believe I said it before, but I'll say it again. Network chiropractic is not a treatment for anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a therapy for anything. What it is an opportunity to help you connect in with yourself at a deeper level. And what that allows for is some magical transformation to happen. Now, having said that, I do work with folks that are experiencing cancer and fibromyalgia and many other different things. What it allows you to do, how does the network fit in with that, is allows you to experience safety and connection even with some tremendously challenging things going on with your body and in your life. And it, just like it did with me when I had my first adjustment from Dr. Jan, and it kind of shut off some noise in my head, everyone's experience is different. However, as we are able to connect in with ourselves, it somehow does tend to offer some new possibilities that we didn't think we had before. Mm-hmm. And it can happen in an instant. Mm-hmm. Transformation is always instantaneous. Mm-hmm. It may take our overall experience a while to catch up with that, mm-hmm. but it can happen in just a moment. I mean, I wish everybody could have experienced what happened in my office this afternoon at that SRI class. It was really tremendous. It's like how we can tap in with ourselves, and it takes so little time, and some very big changes are possible from that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. So even if a person is suffering from something fairly severe, this can be a good part of an overall care package.
That's said very well. It's a part.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit more about some of the other parts. You were talking a little bit about proper diet and what kind of diet do you recommend generally for people, and what kind of diet do you have?
All right. We could talk all night about this. I'm hugely passionate about diet.
We've got about 12 minutes, but take your shot.
I'll do the 12-minute version. I'll do a 30-second version.
We can
eat more salad. Salad is the great mitigator. Mm-hmm. If you're going to continue eating whatever way you're eating, I mean, you're going to do that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Eat a salad after it. It'll help clean up any messes that you've made. Eat simpler, drink more water.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows what to do. I mean, the information's out there ad nauseum. Mm-hmm. It's not a big mystery.
Mm-hmm. And organic better than... Because I know recently been reading about...
Absolutely.
That's not organic tends to have... a lot more chemicals and
pretty much these days anything you breathe or drink or eat is going to be toxic, so yeah, of course organic is the way to go. I mean, if you want to be serious, mm-hmm. eat, you have to be responsible for everything you put in your body, and organic's available in every supermarket and all around.
Mm-hmm.
It may cost a few cents more, and I would tell you you're worth it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you talk about exercising in nature, one of the things you like to do, and
yeah.
One of the things with your son. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think my son's listening. Hey, Gavin. We went snowboarding this morning, and he fell on his head, but he's doing much better. Mm-hmm. We left the mountain, and he came over to the office, and we did an entrainment. Mm-hmm. He said he felt all better, mm-hmm. and then he went to his mom's and took a bath. So that was cool, my son. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Being outside in nature is. That's where I like to go. But you got to move your body. Move your body. Mm-hmm. Got to move it.
Mm-hmm.
Body's meant for moving. And, I mean, it's hard if your body's hurting and it's all stiff. It's no fun to move it. So it's not our fault wherever we're at, if whether we can move or we can't move, it's not our fault where we're at. We got to get over the guilt of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is our fault if we stay like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we can right now, this evening, you can start to make a change. And I'm a big believer that if you write it down, it'll increase the likelihood about 100% of that thing happening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, write it down and you can do it and start making changes. Diet is just one simple way to change.
Mm-hmm.
And if diet and exercise, strength training is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care how young you are, if you're in your 90s or if you're a teenager or if you're in school, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you also mentioned on your bio that you like to read a lot. Can you mention some of the books that are appealing to you these days?
Well, books are appealing to me. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, I always have a whole stack of them going next to my bed. I'm reading some Ken Wilber stuff right now. Anybody out there that loves to use the internet, go check out this internet site. It's called integralnaked.com.
Mm-hmm.
Ken Wilber is the man. He's like, you know, there's like Plato and there's Aristotle and there's Ken Wilber.
Mm-hmm.
The guy is freaking amazing. And it's not a boring site. I mean, you talk about it's got the it's happening. It's anything but boring. And it's the name of the game is Integral. Integral. It's very cool. Integralnaked.com. Go check that out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I read him. I read I like to read.
Yeah. He's connected. He does a lot of work with a lot of conversations with Andrew Cohen of What is Enlightenment magazine, WIE, and WIE Unbound, or other places that you can hear a lot more about Ken Wilber and sorts of things that he's doing. And
he's all over the place, yeah. If you haven't found out about that yet, you got to check it out. Integral is the movement.
Mm-hmm. They started, I believe, a school or a university of some kind?
Just open up Integral University. You want to do Integral Psychology, Integral Law, Integral Subtle Energy Work, Integral. Mm-hmm. And this is talking about the best, the brightest minds around the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Every week he's interviewing somebody new.
Mm-hmm.
And you listen to one of the conversations, and that's education.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I actually, one of my favorite things to talk about, or perhaps least favorite, but if you know what I mean, is the drug industry, the pharmaceutical industry. And, of course, we're hearing in the news now there's been some reports coming out talking about how some of these Prozac and some of these other types of depression, antidepressant drugs are now creating a greater likelihood of people on them being suicidal, or people who actually have suicidal tendencies tend to fall more in that direction, some of them. And some of these other drugs now, which Vioxx and others that we should have trusted or believed we could have trusted, now are coming out and they're being shown to be actually dangerous or killer drugs.
Well, from their very own research, they say that it's the tied for the number one cause of death now, properly prescribed medication.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's not a big secret there.
Mm-hmm.
So what can we do about that?
Mm-hmm.
Take responsibility,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And what does that mean? How does that mean if we've grown up with the story that these pharmaceuticals are good and this is, you know, we should be taking them?
Look at the research.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where are we going to find that alternative voice? Because you can look at research in certain places and get one story.
Everybody knows that medicines are poisoning us and it's not the way to go. We get lazy and we get in that model a little bit. And then, I mean, I hear all day long, everybody I know, my family, everybody, it's like, oh, I'm on this stuff. They told me I had to, and I don't want to be on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a tough gig.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is give yourself a break. Okay, wherever we're at right now,
mm-hmm.
do you want to change? If you do, you can.
Mm-hmm.
You can. You can. And it may not seem easy. You may need some help to get started. There's many people out there that can help you.
Mm-hmm.
I give classes in my office for no cost every other Tuesday evening.
Mm-hmm.
And is it okay if I mention my...
Absolutely.
You can call my office at 357-5700 and ask to have him save you a space at my next evening workshop class,
mm-hmm.
evening demonstration class. We talk about a lot of things. My goal is that you leave empowered about yourself with some ideas and some concepts that you can take home and implement immediately, that you can start to change your life, no matter where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm here for. I'm here to serve in that way, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So 357-5700, or you can go to my website, which is richesoffice, one word, .com.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you can, there's all kinds of educational links from there, and you can email me directly from there as well.
Mm-hmm. And so what about kids, staying on this topic a little bit further of you know, pharmaceuticals and drugs and, you know, kids on Ritalin and that sort of thing. Are they in the same place where they are is equally adaptable to taking, you know, some responsibility? How is it that,
once you're on medication, it's very, 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 very tricky. Mm-hmm. I never make any, please hear me, mm-hmm. I don't make any, I'm not suggesting that anybody stop taking their medications. Mm-hmm. What I am suggesting is go to your physician. If you don't want to be on any medications anymore, and say, okay, listen, I want to do something different. What do I have to do to get off this stuff? And if they say you can't, fire them and hire somebody that's willing to work with you. Mm-hmm. Is there something I can do to taper off? I work with people all the time that are coming off stuff, and it's tricky. It's tricky. Mm-hmm. It's very... But you can do it. Anybody can do it. I just most recently this amazing, wonderful woman who is happens to be in her eighth decade in my office just came off some very powerful stuff that she was on for a while, and it's a touchy ride for a while, but she knew she was going in the right direction. Mm-hmm. And with the help of with a few different real helpful, supportive people in her life, she was able to do that. Mm-hmm. Coming out the other side and feeling like she's alive for the first time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's never too late. Mm-hmm. It's never too late to have a real change in your life. In fact, it's what's waiting to happen every day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I believe it's possible for anybody listening right now to improve the quality of your life from where it is right now. And a lot of people that come to my office, they're already doing great. They're like, yeah, man, I just want to discover more of this. And that's cool. And that's, I'm in the same place myself. I love it. I want to just, once you're in it, once you're in the groove, it's contagious. It's like, I want to keep growing. It's like, how can I be better? How can I feel more of that, you know, that bliss thing we described?
Mm-hmm.
Where I feel grateful and I want to serve.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter where we're at, if we're very, very far from there,
mm-hmm.
it's okay. Little by little, create safe steps, and you can do anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, we want to thank you very much, Dr. Rich Gorsuch, for joining us this evening for Oasis Forum. Dr. Rich Gorsuch, a network chiropractor in Keene, graduated from Life Chiropractic College in Atlanta, Georgia, as a doctor of chiropractic. Has been all over the place, including Alaska, where he saw the Northern Lights. And thanks for coming on in and sharing some of your wisdom and some of your joy, and thanks also for the adjustment that you did before we started. I'm feeling better and better.
You're more than welcome, and it's been a pleasure being on here, and thanks everybody listening.
All right, thanks. Come on back sometime.
Anytime.
All right, thank you. John Michael Dumais saying thanks very much for joining us for this hour of Oasis Forum. For more information or to suggest topics or guests for the show, please write Oasis at worldonenetwork.info. That's Oasis at worldonenetwork, all spelled out, .info. Or visit worldonenetwork.info/oasis. And next week we'll be back with John Freedy, Executive Director of Worldview, Peterborough, a local activist. We'll be talking about globalization. Thanks, and stay tuned. In just a few moments, we will begin our next hour programming called Oasis Journeys.